This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel says it is massing troops near Gaza and calling up 9,000 reservists ahead of a possible ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. Egyptian mediators rushed to Israel for ceasefire efforts over deadly rocket clashes, but showed no signs of progress. The stepped-up fighting comes as communal violence in Israel erupted for a fourth night Thursday. Jewish and Arab mobs clashed despite a bolstered police presence ordered by the nation's leaders. The four-day burst of violence is the most intense fighting Israel has ever had with Hamas. It has also sparked the worst Jewish-Arab violence inside Israel in decades. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supports a U.N. Security Council meeting Sunday on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he is hopeful some time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. The U.S. State Department on Thursday urged citizens to reconsider travel to Israel due to the recent surge in violence between the Jewish state and Palestinians. The travel advisory level, which had been lowered in recent weeks due to improvement in the country's COVID-19 situation, was stepped up to level 3 out of a maximum of 4. Washington is also advising that Americans do not travel to the West Bank and Gaza. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Japan's government will add 3 more areas hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic to a state of emergency, a surprise move reflecting growing concerns about the virus's spread. Japan's economy minister said on Friday after a meeting with experts, the 3 regions will join the state of emergency already in effect in areas like Tokyo and Osaka through the end of the month. Local media is reporting dozens of Japanese towns have abandoned plans to host Olympic athletes because of concern they will overburden medical resources amid the ongoing wave of coronavirus infections. 40 of more than 500 towns registered to welcome international competitors have decided not to accept athletes for training camps and cultural exchanges before the Summer Olympics, according to the Nikkei newspaper, citing a government source. The reluctance of some towns to host visiting athletes, normally a source of pride for communities outside the host city, is the latest sign of deep unease in Japan over the scheduling of the games in the middle of a pandemic. Opinion polls have found a majority of the Japanese public is opposed to the games, which are due to open on July 23rd. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It is still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and in airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctor's offices. The federal recommendations do not override local laws or business or workplace regulations. More teenagers in the United States began receiving COVID-19 vaccines on Thursday. U.S. regulators authorized Pfizer's vaccine for use in children as young as 12 earlier in the week, the first coronavirus shot to be approved in the United States for ages 12 to 15. Thursday was the first day the shots went into the arms of the age group in some U.S. states. Vaccinating younger ages is considered an important step for getting children back into school safely. And British health officials said Friday the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines in Britain has prevented nearly 12,000 deaths and more than 30,000 hospitalizations in older people. Britain has given 2/3 of its adult population at least one shot of COVID-19 vaccines, helping Prime Minister Boris Johnson